We're on the telephone with Randy Ermacher of Hastings, Nebraska. Wanted to visit with you about harvest progress. Randy, how are things going so far?
Well, they're going okay, I guess. Bean harvest is a little slow with some of this damp weather we've been having. But with that being said, we did get started a few days earlier than normal, and we're probably getting close to being half done with our soybeans at this time.
Okay, and how are the yields coming out so far?
Yields are good. About like I expected. They're not as good as they were in 2016 for us, which was basically our record, bean yields. But they're bumping up, pretty close. Some of the fields are bumping up, right up against 2016 yields. High 70s, low 80s on most everything that we've cut so far. So, it's pleasing, I guess, to have yields like that overall.
And those are irrigated, pivot irrigated?
Yeah, they're irrigated, but I tell you, the corners don't seem to be dropping off much at all. And in fact, some of the fields we have, in the lower lying areas, you'll have a lower yield show up on your yield monitor, and where you normally have the lower yields on the side hills and the hilltops, that's where our good yields are this year. So it just seems to me that we had a little too much moisture a couple times during the year that kind of hurt the yields in the wetter lying areas.
Were you able to save on irrigation this year?
Yes, we didn't irrigate a whole lot at all. In fact, we have a couple pivots on soybeans that were 100% soybeans that I believe we put about 2.4 inches on is all. So Mother Nature was kind to us as far as rainfall. And like I say, there was a couple times during the year we may have gotten, just a little bit too much that may have hurt the yields in the low areas a little bit.
What about corn? What are the prospects there?
We haven't picked any corn yet. They did cut some for silage, but I'm waiting on an analysis to come back, to adjust for moisture. We had that week of rainy weather when they were supposed to cut the corn for silage, and obviously that didn't get done that week, so the corn got a little dry, which I'm going to anticipate did hurt the yield overall, just a little bit on that. The regular corn, I thought, looked like it could be record yields this year earlier in the summer. But that week of wet weather seemed to do a little bit of damage to it as far as the finish on it, and the stock quality kind of deteriorated that week too.
Well, Randy, with all the stuff swirling about as far as tariffs and trade issues, how are you feeling right now during harvest? I mean, usually harvest is kind of a time of celebration, a year of hard work. Has this kind of put a damper on it, or?
Well, yeah, it has, and I don't like, what it's done to our prices. But we're in this for the long haul, and if we get all these trade deals worked out, we'll be better off in the long run. That's what our hope is for at this time, is just to get all them deals worked out. Just seems to be like a normal deal for farmers. You put seed in the ground and you have hope, and that's about what it is this year, except it's with the combine. You pull the crop out and you have hope that it's going to get better.
And as you start to think about next year, will you be making any changes as far as cropping or anything like that?
Oh, probably not. I kind of like our rotation as it is. A lot of other people will switch, corn to beans all the time. But I can never outguess that, so I like to stay in my normal rotation. And it seems to help, yields where we're running, 1 year of beans, 2 years of corn. It's kind of our average, and just seems to work out for us machinery-wise and yield-wise.